Good evening, everyone. Hello and welcome. My name is Denise Green, and I'm the director of the Cornell Costume and Textile Collection and a faculty member in the Department of Fiber Science and Apparel Design. And before we get started with the event this evening, I've been asked to give a little introduction to our current exhibit that we have on display right now in the Human Ecology Building. It's titled 150 Years of Cornell Student Fashion, and it's part of our college's sesquicentennial celebrations. And so today I wanted to share just a little bit about the history of our collection and why we're here, where we came from. We began in the early 1920s. Our founder was Professor Beulah Blackmore, who arrived at our college in 1916. And in the last 90 years, our collection has grown to include upwards of 10,000 garments, flat textiles, and accessories from all over the world dating back to the late 18th century to present. It's a wonderful resource for our students, for our faculty, and for outside researchers. So today, I'm going to share a little bit about this exhibit that we've curated. It was a collaborative effort between myself and six students, and they'll each be coming onto this stage to, you'll be able to see them. So we'll begin with Samantha Stern. She looked at the period of 1865 to 1913. Curating the exhibit was an opportunity for students to learn about archival research and conducting oral history interviews. Samantha obviously didn't do too many oral history interviews, but she spent a lot of time in the archives at the Rare and Manuscripts collection here, poring over scrapbooks, and she curated her section of the exhibit to look, to mimic somewhat what a girl's dormitory room would have looked like at the turn of the century, a very sort of cluttered Victorian aesthetic. Next, we have Catherine Blumenkamp. She's a Master's of Professional Studies student. Her section of the exhibit was called The Years of World War and chronicles 1914 to 1945. And what you see on this slide here is a Cornell cadet uniform from the First World War. So all male students at this time were required to spend 2 years training in military tactics. And Cornell's uniform actually had these beautiful brass buttons with Cornell insignia. And Catherine also included a couple of dresses that were designed by Cornell students from our department in the late 1930s. Next, we have Rachel June, who looked at the post-war boom. Here's Rachel. So Rachel looked at the somewhat conservative and rather conformist 1950s. It was a time on the Cornell campus when women were required to wear dresses to class, as well as in the dining halls. By the early 1960s, women were allowed to wear bifurcated trousers to class, but they were still required to wear dresses to the dining halls. And that all changed in the fall of 1968. And that's where Gia Kin picks up. She's also a Master's of Professional Studies student. In the fall of 1968, the dress codes were abolished, and one of the alumni that we interviewed, Beth Burdick, the class of 1972, so she arrived in the fall of 68, she said, "We arrived on campus with our dresses and our skirts and very quickly abandoned them for jeans and flannels." And so jeans became ubiquitous and fashion changed very dramatically. There was a lot of social, political changes going on, and that, of course, was reflected in fashion. And lastly, we have 1984 until the present date, curated by Lily Lee and Daniela Cueva. And they looked at the information age, so looked at how technologies started to become fashion accessories for students on campus. So I want to end by thanking the student curators and encouraging all of you to come and see the exhibit. Again, it's on the terrace level of the Human Ecology Building. I'd also like to thank the Department of Fiber Science and Apparel Design, the College of Human Ecology for supporting the exhibit, especially our Alumni Affairs and Development Office, the many alumni who contributed to the exhibit, to the curatorial and to the research process, to our collection manager, Helen McLallen, in the audience here today. Thank you, Helen. And of course, to all of the student employees in the Cornell Costume and Textile Collection. So we've got great things coming in the year. You've seen some of the previews in the slides before our show began. So please come check us out. It's a pleasure to serve our students, faculty, and researchers. Thank you.
Thank you all so much for coming to the 31st Annual Cornell Fashion Collective Runway Show. My name is Megan Rodriguez, and I am president of Cornell Fashion Collective.
And I am Nicole Fitzsimmons, the vice president of Cornell Fashion Collective.
Thank you all so much for coming. Founded in 1984 by Onslow Carrington and Laura Wessel, the Cornell Fashion Collective started with two designers in a ballroom in Willard Straight Hall. Now our organization has become not only a large-scale professional runway show, but also an event the whole Cornell community looks forward to each year.
We would also like to take the opportunity to honor the winners of the Cornell Design Award. This award is part of a fashion design competition hosted by the Department of Fiber Science and Apparel Design for high school students all across the country. Congratulations to winners Kristen Powell, Isaiah Cargill, Jane Sohn, and the first place winner, Lona Luo.
The show would not be possible without the dedication and hard work of our entire team. Producing a fashion show of this magnitude requires coordinating many different components. Our executive board members have each successfully taken on these crucial roles in the execution of this production. We would like to welcome them now to the stage.
Vice President of Models and Designers, Cameron Giles. Vice President of Graphics, Ellen Pine.
Vice President of Marketing, Akilah Chandler. And Secretary Dana Lee.
Our faculty advisors as well have been extremely supportive and have dedicated much of their own free time to the production of the show. Without their help and guidance, this show would not be possible.
Thank you to Professor Anita Racine and Professor Van Dyke Lewis, who is also our Masters of Ceremonies for this evening, for your countless hours of work you have put into this runway show and department.
We would also like to take this opportunity to recognize our sponsors who supported the Cornell Fashion Collective this year. We would like to acknowledge the generous support of Bloomingdale's, Mort Bishop, the Cornell Store, Ithaca Eye Care, the Barbara L. Coleman Foundation, the Laundress, Malia Mills, Lori Osher, the Schumach family, Mason Market, and the Zwanziger family. Our runway was constructed thanks to the collaborative efforts of Brancini Sound Incorporated of Ithaca and Visual Technologies. Also, a huge thank you to the publicity efforts of the College of Human Ecology and Cornell Communications Department. A special thank you to Dean Matthews as well for your support.
A special thank you goes out to Michelle Dreyes, Karen Steffi, Valerie Adams, and Timothy Snyder for helping me with just about every aspect of our runway show. Finally, we would like to thank all of our club members for their incredible efforts into making this show the best yet. The work that you're all about to see walk down this runway is truly spectacular.
Please note that emergency exits are located behind you to the right, left, and centers of the bleachers. In the event of an emergency or fire alarm, please proceed quickly and calmly out the nearest emergency exit. At this time, we would like you to please shut off all your phones.
We are so proud to see our designers come down this runway, and we hope you are inspired by the designs you see tonight. Enjoy the show.
Cornell Fashion Collective, 2015 runway show, third level.
The year is 1940. And something isn't right. Greta Ohaus.
Vanessa Sanchez.
Thank you.
Christopher Au. Toy Bly. Thank you. Daniela Cueva.
Thank you.
Ray Dagdagan. Caroline Donnellan.
All of our lives, the rhythm of the drum was inside my head. Long and cold, sweet summer morning.
Riley Kilgareth. Radiance, wearable technology team. We'll be right back. First level. Thank you. Second level.
Bienvenue au monde fantastique en plastique.
Recycled aventure. Bienvenue au monde fantastique en plastique.
fourth level designers. Brandon Wen.
Thank you.
Tiffany Dang. Laura Zwanziger.
Thank you.
Ellen Pine. Thank you. Paige Kozak. Blake Oretzky. Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming out and supporting our amazing designers and models.
We hope you enjoyed the show as much as we did. Have a pleasant rest of your evening.